The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present Great American Suspense, read by Garrett Wynn Davies. These stories are complete and unabridged, an audio edition's mystery master.
Ethan Brand by Nathaniel Hawthorne. Bartram the Limeburner, a rough, heavy-looking man begrimed with charcoal, sat watching his kiln at nightfall, while his little son played at building houses with the scattered fragments of marble, when on the hillside below them, they heard a roar of laughter. Not mirthful, but slow, and even solemn, like a wind shaking the boughs of the forest. "Father, what is that?" asked the little boy, leaving his play and pressing betwixt his father's knees.
"Oh, some drunken man, I suppose," answered the limeburner. "Some merry fellow from the barroom in the village, who dared not laugh loud enough within doors lest he should blow the roof of the house off. So here he is, shaking his jolly sides at the foot of Greylock."
"But, father," said the child, more sensitive than the obtuse middle-aged clown, "he does not laugh like a man that is glad. So the noise frightens me."
"Don't be a fool, child," cried his father gruffly. "You will never make a man, I do believe. There's too much of your mother in you. I have known the rustling of a leaf to startle you. Hark! Here comes a merry fellow now. You shall see there is no harm in him."
Bartram and his little son, while they were talking thus, sat watching the same lime kiln that had been the scene of Ethan Brand's solitary and meditative life, before he began his search for the unpardonable sin. Many years, as we have seen, had now elapsed since that portentous night when the idea had first developed. The kiln, however, on the mountainside, stood unimpaired and was in nothing changed since he had thrown his dark thoughts into the intense glow of its furnace and melted them, as it were, into the one thought that took possession of his life. It was a rude, round, tower-like structure about 20 feet high, heavily built of rough stones, and with a hillock of earth heaped about the larger part of its circumference.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?